I should have given that church.
Started at the Turnaway Northwest London, Wednesday, 2nd of 7, 1st of June, 46th day of the Omer. Harav, Lime, Yosef, David, Weinberg, Shlita, Kabbalah Satora. This week's Torah has been sponsored by family Wiesenfeld, the Nishmas, where Fraun Fischel and Reviol Arias from Rocha, where Fischel Dix from Rocha of Antwerp, whose yard site was on the 21st of Iyar. A reminder that on Thursday and Friday, the Shurim will take place not in Oil Moshe, but in Beis HaMedrash Message Yecheskel, 185-187 Goldstein Road. Tomorrow morning, Thursday, between 10 and 11:30. Tomorrow evening, starting at 8:30. And on Friday, between 9:30 and 10:30. Again, at 185-287 Golders Green Road.
You can watch all on Zoom and things as well. Yeah. Oh, wait. Wait, can you watch it before?
Nid mit der Cholle für Kabbalah Satora. Over things. Batsam, one of the big, big mafreim hour in learning Torah is that it is hard to learn. It's very hard to learn. It's hard. Yeah, we're getting tired very quickly. Hard understanding. It is hard, and it goes over machshove. Rebbeinu Shloimeh, if you would have been so happy with my Torah, make it easier a little bit. Make me more cheshik, more time. Punkt. When I'm sitting learning, punkt. Then this comes and this comes and this comes. But I think that the Demsi will be. I want to go over with you a posik, with the Rashi. Yeah, everyone saw it tens, if not hundreds of times. And you could see, I'm talking to myself, yes, that how much times you're going through something, and you push it, mitracht nicht. A posik in Parshas Zvorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave Musa for Am Yisrael, says Moshe Rabbeinu for Am Yisrael, "Vateirognu be'odeichem, vatoimru misinas Hashem hoitzonu hoitzionu mimitzrayim, misinas Hashem hoitzonu hoitzionu Hashem mimitzrayim." Lo says, "Hoitzonu biyado emoir la'ashmedeinu." What? Misinas Hashem Oisono was in the old history was a time what Am Yisrael saw more Ahavas Hashem than in Mitzrayim. Beinayim, you saw it. You saying Misinas Hashem Oisono? The Maral says, Zezak the Maral. Maral says that the worst taiva is taivas anekome. Taivas anekome is the biggest taiva what it is. When you have someone made you something and you're upset with, when you can make him back something, give him back something, this is the biggest taiva in Maharal. The Medrash says that when Eden went out from Mitzrayim, every Eid went over, he remembered the police, he remembered the Mitzri, what was butching him, schlugging him, and everything, and used to go to him, huh? You see? Where are you? Where am I now? Every Eid, he came, b'shas de makke, and he said, don't forget, in this street lives this goy, made me so much sorrows. Please give him. And he gave him. The Eid went out from its rhyme with seeing so much ahave from Kodesh Baruch Hu. How could you say on it, Messinas Hashem? They went out with billions. Billionaire they went out from Mitzrayim. They had Bizas Mitzrayim. Then they had the Bizas Hayom. You know with how much Bizas Hayom they went out? The Gemara in Preure says, everyone went out with tishim, 90 chamoirim lubim. Rashi says, huge big chamoirim, full with geld. This is sinas Hashem risonu. What's happening here? You saw the most ahave what Kodesh Baruch Hu could have shown ever for somebody. Till today was the biggest gilu yahave. And comes Rashi, Rashi brings a medrash. Moshe lemoado vodoyme. Lemelech boso vodom shoyu lo shnei bonim. He had two sons. Echod oyhev ve'echod soyne. One of them he loves, one of them cholile fakert. Ve'isha shnei sodois. He has two sodois. Achas shel baal ve'achas shel shakye. One has water on the side. And one is dry, you need to bring the water. Lemishu oyhev. Yeah, the son what he loves. Noise shel shakye. Ve'lemishu soyne. Noise shel baal. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu? Mitzrayim, Shanilus Oilu Mashke, they have water, how much they want. This he gave to the Mitzrim. The Mishu Oyev. Then what did he give us? As his soil is dry, as his soil needs rain, as his soil Muchetzach. Sorry. How? Azoi Redman? I think that it is a big, big toys in the Yiddish Ashkofe. We live in a gefährlichen toys. The Gemara says in Yom Edafayim Vov Duch Sechme. Says the Gemara, Shalu Talmidov shel Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. The Talmidim of Rab Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Mipne ma lo yodo lo eman pa amachas b'shono. Why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu give the man only one time here, put it in a freezer, you will have for all day, every day, every morning, again and again and again. Omalem emsholoch emosh lemoadov odoime. I want to tell you something exact. Lemelech shoyoloi ben echot. He had one son, voyom efarnesoi. He used to give him panose. Once a year, he came, took his big check. He saw him only once a year. The day he came to see, his father said, I love so much my son, I want to see him. Oh, no. From today, every morning, you're coming to take the check. Has 4 or 5 children. Says the father sitting at home in the afternoon and think, let's hope. I hope Tate in Himmel tomorrow will go man. Because if not, Chas v'Sholem, they kulom meisim berov, v'nimtzo Yisroel mechavnim eslibom le'avim shevashomayim. When you look and you behalach ha'machshove, you have a big, big toys. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing a mensch, Ehan Hoge, what he wants every day, cry and daven to Ribbono Shel Olam, das is Me'ahave. If Chas v'Sholem somebody has so much goodness, everything is okay, it doesn't need to be pointed to Kodesh Baruch Hu, das is Misine. A big mistake. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu is misnaig to eat with the Ehan Hoge, that he needs every day to cry to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is someone what Kodesh Baruch Hu is oye voice, I want to see you every day. Someone what Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see, Nem, take everything, don't bother me. This is the emezik Yiddish Ashkofe. Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon. Big goel Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon. He was in Vilkovisk, when a Litvish shtetl. He was learning Torah ben Mesiris Nefesh Nero. He did not choose, he did not begged, nothing. He was poshed, wearing shmates al gabi shmate al gabi shmate. Was once a big avir in Vilkovisk, made chasne his son, and the Rabbi Yitzchok Elchonon was once a week, was the address by this avir to have a supper. He made the cheshbon, so he asked the woman dort in the kitchen, told her, could I speak please to the missus, the balas habayis? What do you want, Schnorrer, what do you want from her? But I have something to talk to her. What wish a mazel tov, she's making chasne, her son. Okay. She went over to the balas habayis and told her, please, one of the schleppers dort from the yeshiva bochum, they want to talk to you. Okay. Want to wish you mazel tov. Good. He came, she came, and he wished the bemes from deep heart, mazel tov, you make a chasne, chasam shoto, you mitzlachas, and everything. Then as I, by the end, you know, bistome, you bought a new garderobe for your son, everything from the bottom till the top, everything new. Could be is left over some pair of shoes or the, a sweater or the coat, apples from him. I said to throw it away, give it to me, I could those. Such a good idea. Psh, I didn't think about it. She went in, packed him in an old peckle with shoes, with the coat, with everything, and bought it to her. Yeah, she's standing there and he's wishing her, and in the time this Hassan Danan went by there, went through, and they said, Mommy, what's going on here? And they go on the Schlepper, I'm giving you old shoes with you, all the doors. Take a look at him like the young man, Chaval, come, work by me in office. 10 ruble a week I will give you. Like the Vomaese, Shechoshko Nafshi Batoire. I want to learn Toire. I know this mice is 12, okay. I will give you 12. Come work by me. You will be mispanis from Alzak. No, it's not about money. I want to learn. Like the action. 15. I will give you. The bemes. It is not about the money, I'm telling you. I don't need money. I'm very happy with what I have. I want to learn the Heilige Teure. When this bocher took away the zekel from her, mommy, leave him. This is a schnorrer. A schlepper, nothing will come out from him. Don't give him nothing. Send him away. And he ran away back in Besmedrish. Rabbi Tzokel Cholon hold that wherever he was zoyche, zokter, because if it would have happened to every one of us, we would have made a cheshbon. Ah, this is what's happening. Zichar Kadosh Baruch is not happy with my learning. If he would have been happy, at least a pair of shoes, at least a coat, at least a scarf, something. I shouldn't freeze away. No, if it's Chonot Vashan, if it comes so hard, means Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you. He needs you. He wants you to cry. He wants your tears. He wants you. And this is what Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan understood from them, he gave the greatest Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan, the Gaana Goyim, the Poisek Ador, till today. Yes? The Gemara says in Psochim. Says the Gemara, כשאומר הקדוש ברוך הוא לאודו מורישן, וקדוש ברוך הוא עושה את אודו מורישן, קויץ ודרדר תצמיח לך. Yes? זולגו אין אוף דמויז. He started to cry. אני וחמוירי נויכל באיבוס אחד. Me and my חמור will eat from the same corb. כיוון שאושומה שאומר הקדוש ברוך הוא בזה אספך אותו יחל הלחם. Once he had Kodesh Baruch said, "Bezeh asapech otoy chalechem." Now miyat somach. What happened now? Well, he somach that bezeh asapech otoy chalechem. Yes, because once if koitz v'dada tatzmiach loch, the chamor is never crying about his food. He's never talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu about his panose. He has everything he needs. Every day you will talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every day you will be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every day you will feel, yes, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me. Reb Chatzke Levenstein, when he came, ever knows the history, he was Mashgiach from the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. Then from Shanghai, they went to America. He didn't want to stay in America, not for even one day. It wasn't, he didn't have the brain, it was Chodesh Elul. He was still after Yom Tov there, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he was Mashgiach in Mir Yeshiva, till the Ponovitcherov took him and made the Mashgiach from Ponovitch. One day, the Talmidim came in when he was in Ponovitch, and seeing that he's in a very good mood. He's very happy. They asked him, Rebbe, what happened today? So I said, I will tell you what. Then when I go in Mira Yeshiva, so in Mira Yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva, as I given, the wages didn't came as I mamash on time. The Mira Yeshiva himself, said once that it was Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. He came in the Yeshiva and he saw someone going to the office with a coat, with a scarf, with a kutshva. So it was hot outside. There was a hangi packed in with us. So he asked him, what happens? I said, I'm going to take the wages from Tavis now. It's cold. Yeah? So he says that Azoy given, but in Ponovich in the Shivan Azoy. The Ponovich Rav give every Rosh Chodesh on the day they got the wages. The Baruch Hashem, already 8 months I didn't got maskoret, I didn't got the wages. So Baruch Hashem, now I feel noch einmal connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There, when I didn't go, so every Rosh Chodesh, I got Kodesh Baruch Hu, when I paid the bills this month. Yeah? I felt connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I felt Ahavas Hashem. Yes? The klole what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Nochosh. What was the klole? Ohu ato mikolo odom al shel pnei adom. What was the klole? Wherever he goes, he has everything. Oile legag. Yeah. But now we understand what was the deeper of the klole is. I don't want to see you, not once, not on the gag, not on the eretz, never. Take everything you need, I don't want to see you. Misinas Hashem oisonu, Klal Yisrael vochoyshet. And they said then to Moshe Rabbeinu, we got so much from Ribbono Shel Olam, oy vay. We worried he doesn't want to see us anymore. We worried that it is Misinas Hashem veloy mi'ahavas Hashem. They understood what the emesik ahavas Hashem is. This is the emesik yiddish hashkofe, how someone needs to look on his life, everything what is going over in his life, was one of the biggest gdoilim in the last hundred of years, was Reb Eberle Frankfurter. Reb Abishul Frankfurter. Yeah, was whoever knows a little bit in the history, was a big, big machloikes when he was Rov of Frankfurt. And it was about a neget, was a big machloikes, and the old machloikes was not Rebabishl, he signed bad the get. And it was already then. The Misnagdim said, no, the Gaboyim, I'm in Fadrei Dikop. It's not new, it's going back hundreds of years. Yes? And whenever he signed his name, he was signing Avrom Hu Avrom. Avrom Hu Avrom. What was the story with him?
Who? Avrom Hu.
The Posik says, yes?
Hu
Avrom. Says, what was the story with Rebabel Frankfurter? Rebabel Frankfurter, his father was, his name was Reb Tzvi Mimezritch, was one of the biggest rabbonim in this time, was Odom Godel Moid. And he had a family, don't know how much children, but all the children were rabbonim, Rosh Yeshivas, Gdoi Yisrael, everything. Had one son, Avrom, Ebele, they called him Abish, yeah, Ebele. It was like a nickname, and with this he stayed all the home of Reb Ebele Frankfurter. And this Reb Ebele was, when he was a boy, nothing. A fine eshfal berech, etzonua, but the cop is given for stopped like a donor. Reb Ebele Frankfurter, he got older, and the Rebbetzin said this, Reb Hirschele, what will be? All our other mechutonim, Gdoile Yisrael, our big rabbonim, Groise Gevirim, who will take this boy, brings such embarrassing our family. One day they got a letter, was, if you know in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Reza, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, is one side the Chalkas Mechoikek, the other side is the Beis Shmuel. Beit Shmuel was one of the Gdol Ador. He had a son in law. His name was Rebbe Eliyahu HaKohen. Was Odom Godel, but no money. And he had a daughter. And he heard that Rebbe Shalom Ezritch has a son. He wanted to be Mishadach with him. And then the way was, he wrote him a letter that you have a son, I have a daughter. Ah, the letter came to Rebbe Shalom Ezritch. Okay, it's not. Yeah, still, it's a nice shidduch. Yeah, obviously, right away they wrote back a letter that we will be very happy to be mashachdich with you. And the Mitzvah Shem Dachas will be 1 or 2 years, as the minig was in those days. Sure, it was a few months before the chasen. Said the mother to the father, yeah, okay, we're going. I hope that they know that it's not the biggest Talmid Chochem. But you know, we'll be very embarrassed because the minig then in this place was that the chosen is benching by the Suda. And you know that our Rabbi Shlil Kant, Rebbe Yisrael Mavel Benchen, it is... we have still a few months. So now every day, everyone will have a rota, we will learn with him. Until then, and they started, the father and the mother and the brothers and the sister, even the goyim to help them also. Rabbi Yisrael. Rah, boy. It worked. After 2 or 3 months, yes, he made it perfect. They made a home, you know, tried with the bed. It worked perfect. Sure. They went to the chasen. The chasen was going to be on the Wednesday. Sure. On Monday, they arrived. On Tuesday, says the mother to the father, take a look. I think we should make, say in Deutsch, a Generalprobung.
Rehearsal.
Okay, I will not try to repeat it too hard for me. everyone understood. They sat all down, they dressed him with the suit, with the cravat, with a nice cylinder, giving him a kois. And you know, from all the way and all the stress and everything, he's picking up the kois. No, boy, hey, priya domo. No. Ay, no, sorry. No. Boy, hey, me name is Oines. They went through. The father and the mother started to cry. What will be? Israbele was very, very upset. Ran in Besmedrash, opened up the own Kodesh and started to cry to Kodesh Boch. Reboy Nishrelo, I'm not complaining. You wanted to bashaf me with such low kishoines, with such low muzzle, with such, okay. But why did you bow me in such a choshev mishpoche? I'm bringing so much embarrassment to my parents, to my old siblings. Why did you did it to me? And cried and cried and cried to Kodesh Boch and fell to sleep. As he fell to sleep, he saw in his cholem a id, Dr. Ponov Meirim Kezoyar Rokia. Shoma Koy Hashem's philosophy, says it. The Kodesh Baruch heard you feel it. Now, whenever you will see me, start to talk, start to learn. I will openly you call my Yonas Achochme. But with one night, you should stay onov and shuffle as you are now. Please, don't be misgoy. And got up. So, then went to Mincha Meirim Yishul. After Mincha, the Gansi Tzibur went over to see the Chosn, the son of Rebbe Shalom Ezritch, the Chosn from Rebbe Eliyahu HaKohen. No, let's see what it is. No, and Oilam started to Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Zakter, no, but you're learning, whatever you want. Zakter, Maseches Poro. Not, I don't know if a lot of us didn't open the Poro in the... Zakter, yeah. And no, starting. Sing, teure and teure. And one of the brothers came in and saw him dort. Oh, who knows which was what does he talking there about Stusma Volim? He went nearer, you know, so carefully to listen, and he hears that he's done. He ran home, Daddy! Come, I'm smell shaking up what happened. And the father comes quietly, says, Rishoinim, Achroinim. Chidushim Neroim. He went over, son. Hey, come. What's going on over here? What's this? Daddy, Kodesh Baruch Hu, opened me my Yonas HaChochmah. started to talk to him. Whoa, what's going on? Said the father to the mother, Mommy, we will send now someone to the Mechutonim, say that we're breaking the Shidduch. We didn't make the Shidduch with knowing that we have the God Lador by us. Oh, said, Cholile, Chaz v'sholem, don't be mevaze bas Yisrael. No, we're not doing it. Got married to her, and he will grow up to be the God Lador of Eber the Frankfurter. When he was in Frankfurt one day, Frankfurt is still today, but then it was much more. He came then, when in Frankfurt, Frankfurt is a Moiridike Zentral for Sochrim. So was coming there a lot of Yerids was there, yeah, a lot. So then when the old Sochrim came, Reb Eberle Frankfurter used to go in the hotels and to collect money from the Sochrim for near Frankfurt. He came once in to a Sochrim. He didn't know, the Sochrim didn't know who it is. And he came in and he was knocking on the door, and so he gave him 10 p. Reb Eberle said to him, take a look. You are coming from all the world, making a good geschäft, and so much anim in Frankfurt. I think, leave me alone. You don't see that I'm sitting with all my papers and something. No, go out. And threw him out from the room. So he went out with the tempi. The Soicher finished his own what he has to do, put away all the papers. He wants to go with his nice Stecken, the Stecken is still. The Schlepper, what was here, had his Bissome zugenommen. Run after him, find him, give him Makis Retzach, wieder Stecken. So, I promise, I didn't took it. Give him Makis, the Stor went out. Shabbos afternoon, he saw in Mikvared on Friday that the Rov is giving a shir. On Shabbos afternoon, he wants to go to hear Rebbe the Frankfurter. It is a... yeah? He came on to shul with the ganze Zibul. Then he saw one is going up on the bimah to talk. He looks, Uivai, this is the guy what I patched him so, and he challenged. So I waked him up, and what happened? And he told the people around him what happened. You need to go to the Rav to ask Mechile. What you did? What did you do? They said, yes. So please help me, you know. So he was sitting on the shir crying. The Rav finished the shir. He went down. They made like two. Yes. He went over and everyone said, Shabbos, Shkoyach. And then he came by the end, was standing a few people with holding this Chevreman. And he wanted to say something, he didn't find the words what to say. As Rebbe Eberle Frankfurter recognized who it is, doctor, oi, believe me, I didn't took the Stecken. Believe me, I'm in the Mokem Kodosh, I'm telling you, I didn't touch it. Avrom u Avrom, he stayed b'shiflusoy u b'anvosoy kol yomov, lo zochol of daitoy. We want to be zoichet to Torah, we need to know. The only way is to cry to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Poshet Kipshutoy, cry to Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, we want your Torah, we want to be Zoyche to your Torah. Don't give up when it's going hard. Don't give up when it's not so easy. Because Fakert, this is Meya Avas Hashem. And not Chas V'Sholem Fakert. The Hebshelf, we should be Zoyche, to be Kabbalzans HaTorah, to be Zoyche, to be Kabbalzans HaTorah, Berushalayim HaKodesh. Chalila, we will not be Zoich, we will make here Yerushalayim. With Limud HaTorah comes now days from days with so much time to spend together with the new Kalle, with the Torah Gdoyshe, the Bshelfen, we should Zoich sein to be Mekabel HaTorah, with Echnacha, the Simcha, we call to Vsever.
Amen.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Why was the Chassid?